Put us back in.
Yes.
Sure, you can just.
And that we'll discuss now. I don't have an agenda with me, but Tony, if you could just give the agenda item, maybe, or.
It's the same agenda item.
No, it's the next one.
There you go.
Thank you very much. It's number four, new business, and we will come back from our brief recess under 4A to consider the approval of selection of architectural firm with respect to RFQ 12-02.
Thank you.
Thank you. And it is now 9:49.
Are you going to take the vote in here, or are you going to go back out there in here? Let me know when you're ready and I'll...
Juana has some instructions.
Okay.
In your packet is a SCORC convention sheet. The committee members are listed above, and the firms are listed. Please rate 1 through 5, 1 being low, 5 being the highest. And then once everything is filled in, we'll go ahead and tell them.
The problem with this is it's just one. It doesn't really allow for multiples.
We could just make copies of them and do them for, and rate the projects differently. Well, I think some of them are suited to different.
Yeah, I agree.
Right? I don't know.
Or we could just.
Or we can.
And then
you know what we can do? Is let's just rate the big project first.
Yeah, let's start with number one.
Right?
But we should have some discussion on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
Have a discussion on it. Have a question about it.
And are there any more directions, Juana? Anything else that we need to know from you?
I do. Sort of like that.
The discussion's going to bring up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a question. We have, of course, the big project, but then we have the other projects broken down. Do we have a copy of that? How many other projects
we approving? What are we approving?
It's all in here.
Well, it's really the PK through 8,
right.
The gym at the high school,
right.
the gym
at Alderete.
Gym and band room, right. Locker room in Alderete.
Right.
And then the district-wide projects, right?
So
we have really a group of four different projects.
Okay. Oh, so four
small
projects.
Right.
The way we had discussed it in the facilities and finance meeting is to do, you have your pre-K, separate that. And we talked about small projects, but I think it's better to separate AMS and its one cell, and then separate the high school with all the other small projects. To have an architect for small projects, because I think that's what GA did this last time. And so if something small comes up, we're able to go and say, okay, here, you know, instead of going out and saying, okay, well, you know, we might need a little, you know, some type of thing done here at another campus. If we just say, you know, if we start naming the other stuff, then we're gonna have to come back and do out RFPs. So
right.
If we just say the high school gymnasium with small projects as assigned.
I see a bonus to that too. One of the groups distinctly told us the problems you can run into having too many architects.
Yeah.
And
especially at AMS.
And
yeah.
That's why AMS should be one architect.
So it sounds like three architects. We need. Or there's three divisions here, not three architects.
We might want to make a copy of this because it's a big list.
Yeah, well, the other smaller stuff.
Okay, so we have
pre-K,
it would be a small project.
AMS, high school, and small projects.
Yes.
Guys, the other thing is, let me tell you, the other thing is that we're not considering that's not part of the bond, that we actually, I guess, have made part of the bond by directing some of the funds to it, is... Early college, high school kind of thing.
But it is not in this.
It's
not in here, is it?
No, it is
but
not.
We already have secured the money for it.
And that's why if we go with small projects, they're able to do that 500 or whatever.
That's what GA was assigned to at Gunnery.
Yeah, they already have
small projects.
Oh, that's right. GA already has that because they're the EPCC's architect.
Well, depending. I mean, we could discuss that
later,
but the thing is, let's see, that's right, let's do something for small projects, so that way stuff comes out about then it's already assigned to that.
We have projects.
Yeah, because it's our money. The community college is our money.
Yeah, it's our money. I don't want the community college to dictate.
No, no.
But if we use a different architect, we're going to have the two architect issue.
No, well, we could.
Because EPCC's architect is Jerry. So, I mean, there'll have to be communications, what I'm trying to say.
But they're not, no.
We're designing a building.
All they're doing is paying the utilities.
Yeah.
It's our stuff.
No, what he's saying is that Jerry will be involved in the design and stuff of not just our stuff there, but EPCC's stuff. So he's the one that's knowledgeable on that.
Yeah, so we go with somebody else, we could run into the same issues of the permits, the fire lanes, and to have multiple, that it's a waste of money and space.
Well, actually, when you go to the permits, it's only one permit for that project. I mean,
I'm just saying that the knowledge is already there from Jerry.
Yeah.
What's there?
But, I mean, we haven't stressed that. And so that's what I think we should do is, one, the PKA. And then the...
Okay, well, let's start with the pre-K-8 and keep it right there. All right. That's all we're going to focus on right now. Would you all like to go through these one by one? Would you like to eliminate? Would you...
Everybody just discuss, and then from there we could sort of start coming to a consensus, and then we
I think what we have to do is let's discuss what the feelings about the top choices for everybody and see if we can reach consensus.
Yeah.
And maybe discuss some of the things that we liked about each one. We all have their unique, different perspectives.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Who goes first?
Go ahead.
You go. Ladies first. No, I could go.
Yeah, go. I feel...
I guess one of the things that we have to address and we have to look at, and everybody else has looked at, when you look at Socorro's already taken a lead at it. Isleta has already taken a lead. El Paso's taking a lead now, and El Paso's usually late. We should have taken a lead on it, and that's LEED. When it comes to LEED certification and what it entails, I think we need to seriously consider it and look at that as for that project. Now when talking about LEED, I think it's a great opportunity for us to lead in that area. But our building for work is in DC, it's one of the top LEED facilities, and I think it's a neat thing, and we've tried to incorporate. I wasn't on the board when the high school was built, but I talked to them about doing that, and we incorporated some of that stuff when it came to Garcia Elementary School. And we did some of the, you know, where the tile, it wasn't tiles, you know, the front is sort of, and then the tilt-up panel type, and the stuff that we did there. So I think we need to consider it. Now saying that, now my other philosophy is about going local. I think one of the things that I do not like to see and what happened in Socorro and what people are talking about, you know, the majority of the work went out to people outside, or people that may have a suite or something here, but all the money goes out of El Paso. And I think, you know, discussing and seeing it, discussion in city council and other areas, I think it's crucial for us to stay local. When talking about, some of, not just the money going out, I just think we need to go local. And so when discussing, and let me go through some of the bigger firms, the big thing about it, and I don't know if y'all remember, I think it might have been Etty or Monica, when we were at our meeting, when we were talking about, and Doc, you probably remember, one of the major concerns out of the bond program was that we stay local, that money stays here, and that puts our people to work because that's when the economy was bad. And so that came up a couple of times within the bond program. So I think it's critical for us to stay local. And now going to the bigger firms, looking at like PVK, the PSC, and then the, what was that other big firm?
That was the only two.
No, I think there was three. Okay. Going with them, also, they hire their own, you know, engineers from Dallas or certain areas, so they're not going local. When you look at that, like here it's PBKME Group, San Antonio, Houston, and the other one as well. I know it was three, unless I'm going crazy now. So that's on the local part. Now, you know, we could have some discussion on some of the local people, but I won't put that on that. And now I've brought it down to four, which would be the CDA, GA, Moore, Nordau, Kroger, and Dimensions Partnership. Now, when looking at going lead, you know, I don't think Moore nor Dow Kroger has that experience, and you know, especially maybe looking at applying for a board. That's not my number one goal. I think my number one goal would be to go lead, but you know, the discussion.
What are your people again? Tell them one more time.
Dimensions.
No. Who you'd like to have your just the, off the top of your head?
Dimensions, CDA, GA. And then Moore, Nordau, Kroger.
Moore had lead.
Yeah, the girl was head of lead.
Not in a school design.
Yeah, and the girl who looked like Allie McGraw, was like the head of
school.
Yeah, the
school. She does.
Yeah, she's the head of
lead.
She started it here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was
then I think I'm confusing it with the Cobalt. Remember when they made that comment as well? That I thought.
She was.
Her and Carl Daniels have served as the chairs for the local.
But that's USC. Serving. Now, do they have a lead certified?
Yes, she is certified.
School. Yeah. No, do they have a lead certified school experience?
Yeah.
Well, She helped.
Yeah, well, create it. But the thing is, experience in lead certified school, and that's what I'm bringing. So the people that have. The people that have experience in lead certified school is CDA, and I think that's the only ones that have the silver, and I think it might be somebody that has the purple. Can you check?
Mijares Mora.
Mora.
It is at least certified.
Oh,
it was Mijares Mora. Okay, yeah. So, going to that, the other thing, I didn't like the fact that with GA, there would be an extra consulting on for lead certification. If they're able to do it and have the experience, and I think they're able to do it in-house, which would be the three, Nordau, Kroger, and CDA, and Dimensions, and then I think my top two would be Dimensions Partnership and CDA, and I think the reason why I like Dimensions is because of the DIM and some of the other new technology that they're able to provide, and that's where we're going. And so that's where I'll leave it for discussion for right now.
Monica? 99?
I mean, it's a tough decision. All of them seem very competent and a lot of experience. But for me, I like the Moore Nordell Kroger, and I have to tell you, I really did like Alivis a lot. I did. So that was another one for me. I also like the Carl Daniel. I really like him as well, and I like the Dimensions too. Those are my four.
Okay. Rachel?
I like the technology that Dimensions has. I think it's really innovative. I didn't see anybody else speak about
then
that.
The guy that had the purple shirt.
I really like that. Yeah. So.
And then the guy that had the real low voice.
Rachel?
Well, I liked that this too. And it was hard. And I also like more MCBA, but my first choice, I guess, would have to be MCBA.
Okay. And one more. I see three that you gave. One would be Alvedras, two would be NOR, more rather, and three would be CBA.
Oh, yeah.
A fourth one?
I guess dimensions.
Okay. Letty.
Hold on, because I'm going to miss one. Can I give you my three and then go back to one fourth?
Yes, you may.
Okay, more nor down. Alvedras. Dimensions. And, I'll go back to my fourth one. Because go to another person because I need to look at it.
Okay.
I tell you, I think obviously we shouldn't just exclude the out of town guys. I think we should give preference to our local guys. Okay. But I'm impressed with PBK as the out of towners. Locally, you know, I like the three that stand out for me for the PK through eight is. Actually, there's really four, but and I really haven't decided which one I'm really tops yet. I like everybody's different, you know, approaches. We saw some people that focused on different things that the others didn't. And even Jerry made some very incisive, you know, they're probably a younger firm.
Yeah.
And maybe not have the experience and the lead that we need. They're the only ones that mentioned about the site.
He was my next.
They're the only ones that mentioned about the site and how that would play into the division of the deal. They're the only ones that mentioned that, hey, let's take it from the perspective of the student. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nobody else mentioned that. I don't think they're there, but I like their concept. I like their concept. I like the one that is, you know, looking at a paper, I had ranked more as one of the tops, but after the presentation, I really like them. I think he's probably the sharpest of the people we saw.
Cherry?
The most direct?
No, more.
Kroger.
His name's Kroger was the guy who's the
with
white hair.
With the lady named Renee Jimenez.
She looked like Allie McGraw.
You should have taken pictures like.
Yeah. I tell you what.
Left an impression on me.
I tell you what. As far as leaving an impression about having a full command.
Kroger? Which means Kroger?
The project and the overall deal.
He was the nerdy white guy.
Thank you, Dr. Murphy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But let me tell you, I was
from one nerdy white
after
guy.
After the presentation, he was the most impressive to me with that.
I wrote humble genius.
I think he's a. He is.
I agree.
Okay. Let me tell you, from that aspect, I like him. From the design aspect, I like dimensions, number one.
I do like dimensions, too.
You know, I like, from the just purely the design aspect, I like the designs of dimensions better. From the get down in the, you know, I guess overall,
it's hard to control.
Like as an overall picture, I like Carl Daniel. Because they have a lot of, you know, I even like Jorge more. You know, his concepts are, you know, he's a good architect.
It's hard.
And I like his view on things.
And he did have the lead silver.
He's got the lead silver and
he was number two for me.
And gold on the Carl Daniels.
Carl Daniels.
Yeah.
He was number two.
He actually worked under Caudill.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's the one.
That was very impressive.
Yeah.
That's the one.
I mean, yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was impressive. And then the other thing, if he knew that, I mean, you wouldn't think somebody in El Paso, an architect, would be, have any experience under Caudill.
I never knew that.
So who do you think will be your number one, Sergio?
I don't know, guys. It's tough.
Let's just go first round.
First round. Jeez.
I'm gonna be here.
Yeah, we're gonna wrap it. No, we'll get this done.
You said four.
I like Kroger and Dimensions. I think they're
neck and neck.
Yeah. But I was really impressed with Kroger.
How about a three?
How
about a three, Sergio?
It's a toss-up also between Carl Daniels and PBK for me.
Okay.
I think what impressed me more about PBK, they're the ones that where their use of lighting really stands out way above the rest of them.
Their designs are
magnificent.
That red one.
PBK.
Yeah.
The
thing is, that's just what I mean, that's, I'm just telling you, that's what.
And look at their other, but I, well, I'll tell
you when we talk with architects, that's something we could tell them.
Yeah, that's something we can tell them, but I'm just telling you, that's what first hits me.
So what's number four, Serge? One, we've got
you said
more
PBK and CDA.
Two Dimensions, three PBK.
Right now, those two are in tie. One and two for me.
Okay,
both
one
of,
and two.
I didn't give you my.
You mean three
of
the
in order?
Yeah, they're really like the number three tied. Number three for me, and the other two are really tied at number one.
Okay, so she
only has one.
Okay.
No,
who's
higher?
Cal
Daniel. Carl Daniel.
Okay, and then who's number three?
Are you doing your slot separately?
Okay.
No, I just called them out. Okay. I didn't really rate them, so I needed to give them my rating.
Okay, Serge, I need a four from you. Mm. Just a mini, mini, mini.
Okay, I'm gonna go PBK 3 and Carl Daniels 4.
Okay.
That's good.
I was really, really blown away by Alvidres. They have a very large firm. But when Kroger stepped up to the plate, that took me.
Yeah,
so I would do Kroger, my first choice. I think Dimensions should be number two for me. Alvidres, number three. And I like Jerry.
Jerry is GA?
Yeah.
Okay. I liked PBK, the best of everyone. I liked their buildings. When I looked at that, we're steeped rich in tradition here. And when I look at everyone else's books, when I looked at their pictures, I see these new, very stark buildings that don't have a tradition, don't have something that really says, they could be anything.
Yes, the reason I didn't, because I wanted to do in town. You know, that's why I did it.
Yeah, so, but they do have an in-town office. I have to pick them first. I liked their professionalism. But most of all, I like their schools. I like the way they look. It reflects the vision that I have for our district of traditional schools. So I'm going to put them one for me. Alvidres, I loved their enthusiasm. They were beyond enthusiastic. They were knowledgeable. They were on board. I liked all their talk about involving the community, that they really, which once again, back to tradition, I want our community.
A lot of hands-on.
Yeah, I like the hands-on. I liked their experience too. They said something that no one else said about the change orders. 8 years they've had 1% change order versus 6% is the average. Change orders cost a lot of money. A ton of money.
and I've never in all the years I've sat around architects have ever heard anybody say this. I thought it was very interesting. So my preliminary second choice would be Alvedras. I loved Nordell and Kroger. I thought he was a humble genius. I really did. There's no getting away. So they could, I'll put them for my three, but they could move up or
they could easily. Did you see his shoes?
No, were they cool?
No, they were all beat up and stumbled.
Yeah. He's a genius. He's past fixing up his clothes and his hair. You can see that. Mm-hmm. And I hope this doesn't have to go on the internet. Sorry, man, about your hair. And I would say my four would be Daniel. I was very impressed. Armando said to me at one of the breaks, who thought up this Caudill question? Who thought that up? I never heard of Caudill. And then all of a sudden, old Mr. Daniel there says, I worked with Mr. Caudill. And I thought, maybe he bought up the question. I was very impressed with that. So I would put them as my number four. And I hope I gave a good background to y'all. I heard something that was very interesting to me, and I've read a bit about it in the architectural magazines we've gotten as a board. And I heard it repeated over and over again with these architects, every one of them. LEED is a pain in the pants. LEED is, we just do that. It's normal. We've all been doing it because we want our schools to be. It's a paper trail, and it's a buzzword. We're LEED. It's hard. So to me, I can live without LEED, especially because it's going to cost more money.
We don't leave, we're going to bleed.
Yeah, but hang on, you got your turn. But with that in mind, every single one of these companies said, we build for LEED. It's nothing new, it's nothing that we don't do. But I liked the light reference because that is, I built two homes recently, and that is what I was so specifically concerned with my architects, that for heating, for cooling, for light, for everything, let's get the site right, let's get your place set up right. And I heard from PBK and Moore, Nordell, and Alvedras too, that the light, they're real interested in the light. And that sort of took precedence to me over the buzzword of LEED, because I figured light, LEED will follow light. And if we wanted to take the extra step, it sounds like every one of these people have the ability and have the desire to do LEED. It's just we wanted to take that extra step for LEED. Or would we rather take the extra step and go for some other type of award? So I wasn't real. Sustainability and light were higher to me than LEED. I liked Moore Nordell too, that they designed, he's brought this up specifically, he designed the Sergeant Major Academy many, many years ago, and it was sustainable, and it was theoretically LEED before anybody even knew what LEED was, and it still equals that. So for whatever that's worth, I guess that'll be, you know, my first go-round. I take Alvedras as my number second, PBK is number one, Moore Nordell is number three, and Daniel is number four. And when I look across here, we all...
Did Mondo give up? Did you give up?
Uh-huh, he gave his. We all picked...
He didn't... Juan didn't get his ranking.
Okay, hang on. He's got Dimensions as being one, Cal Daniel as being two, GNA as being three, with they need an extra consultant, that's a problem.
I don't think that's a problem.
Well, it's that's part what of their,
it's no extra and just cost. That's who they decided to use. That's
and
not,
four is Moore Nordell.
Let me tell you guys, the other thing with LEED It will, whoever we use is going to be extra cost.
Can you get...
It is.
It doesn't matter, whether they do it in-house or we get a consultant for it, it's just going to be extra cost.
Well, Jorge wanted to add a 2% when he wanted to do that, right, Doc? Jorge wanted to add an extra 2% on doing lead.
No, he just said it would increase. No, he said it, he said he would use a third party out of Phoenix to check his work on lead.
Okay, well...
But he said that lead, he basically said what you guys are saying, that lead would just increase the cost.
Or in the court though, where nobody even gave them a vote.
Yeah.
They get nothing, so hang on. Let's go through these.
I did your DNA number five for me.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. You need to get number four.
PBK, PBK's the one I'm missing.
Okay, and you want them for four?
Yes.
Okay.
PBK?
PBK. So I see that Mahatis Mora, this is just our preliminary. Mahatis Mora didn't get anybody, so they can just go away.
Here's one.
Park Smith Cooper, nobody picked them.
There's an extra one if you need an extra.
Yeah, I'll hear that.
Okay, well...
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Mahatis Mora, no one chose. Park Smith Cooper, no one chose.
Smith Cooper was the...
Oh, it was the...
You know what, actually, I was...
Okay. Patsy, you're with...
Yeah, she had...
You and Patsy have this one.
Yeah, with all the panhandles.
Armando and Patsy both will remove GNA. And we're only for pre-K. That's all we're talking about pre-K. Right now is pre-K 8.
So Park Hill, Mijares, and GNA are gone.
That's correct.
Okay.
So we're looking, now we have... Well, everybody likes help.
Well, we did this. Do you want to do that so we can narrow it down to four? And that just helps us out.
Okay, well, we've got four. We've got Alvidris. We've got PBK. We've got Dimensions. Moore. And Cal.
So we have five.
No, that's five.
Okay, but...
Daniels.
PBK got the least.
PBK got least. I was saying, can we take that out? And we have four right there.
I'm going to sit after one.
No, we got three that have PBK. I really like them. I mean, they are my absolute top pick. To me, they are the absolute top.
Well, let's take a look at the top five.
Okay, so we've got one, two, three, four, five. And let's go through them again. We've got one, two that like Alvidris for their second choice. Well, and we've got one that likes them for their first choice.
Can we rank again?
Cooper and Alvidris to me were tied. You know, they were
pretty. But what I'm hearing overall and seeing is it looks like Moore and Kroger
are the most first place.
Yeah, they're first place. They have
let's go rank them
one,
again.
Two, three, one, two, four. Four ones, one, two, one, four, and one, three. Okay, let's rank them again.
Do you need another sheet?
Sure, please, Armando, thank you. Okay, and I'm going to scratch off. Who else gets? Somebody else is going away. Who is them? They went away. Okay.
You just want to do top two?
Okay. Top two?
Top two or three?
Top two for
three.
The... Top two? Okay. Rachel. Alvidris, PBK, Dimensions, Moore, or Cal Daniel?
One, two.
I'll go with Moore, Nordell, and one.
Okay.
And I'd be there, sir.
Okay. Sure. Patsy, Alvidris, PBK, Dimensions, Moore, Cal Daniel. A one and a two.
I'll do Moore.
Okay.
And Dimensions.
In what?
The mansions.
And Monica?
I do more and I do CDA. And I really, I do CDA because...
One and two.
I like them.
Okay.
A lot, both of them.
You know what, they're just
signed. And I know that Saldana did have a lot to do with the high school.
He did.
And it's a beautiful facility, so I really like them.
Okay.
Number two.
Sergio. Alvedras, PBK, Dimensions, Moore, Caldan.
Oh, jeez. This is tough.
What are you doing?
It's hard.
I like Dimensions and Moore.
Okay, Dimensions is one
and
or
Kroger.
Two? No, you only get two.
Moore and Kroger is together.
Oh, Moore and Kroger are together.
Yeah, that's
okay.
What I'm saying.
So Moore, who do you want for one?
Which one is first?
Dimensions.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Kroger. And then Kroger. I really got them tied.
Okay.
Yeah, I really do.
I had them third grade.
Okay, yeah. They could go either way. Letty?
So what is he? Is he a...
He's a one dimensions, a two more.
Is that Kroger?
Kroger.
Two is Kroger.
Two is Kroger. Okay, gotcha.
Okay. Letty, Alvedras, PBK, Dimensions, Moore, Caldana.
Moore and Alvedras.
Okay, Moore is one.
Yes, ma'am.
And Alvedras is two.
See.
Okay, Monica.
CD1.
Okay, on CD1.
Carl Daniels.
Yeah, and the reason why is, okay, if we don't do lead, at least they're able to do it in-house. And so we're able to justify later. We're able to justify, okay, well, what's going to be the cost up on it? And we could say, okay, you could do it or you can't do it. And
okay.
So... I'm trying to think of my second.
Alvedras, PBK.
Didn't you say Dimensions before?
I did say.
More.
Yeah, I was gonna. But I'm trying.
You don't
want to
listen to
it. Yeah.
I love it. Chiquito. I love it. I love the way you bring it.
Okay, come on.
And I'll go.
Actually. I'm going to change mine.
Wait, not yet. Let Sergio go. No, let Armando
go.
Go
Armando.
CDA, and I'll go Dimension.
Okay. Sergio, do you want to change too?
I'm going to flip them? Is that everybody yet?
No, I have to go.
Go ahead and get everybody, and then I'm still changing.
Okay. I will, obviously, looking at the picture here, I'm going to go with Moore Nordell 1 and Alvedras 2. So you've got Dimensions 1, Moore Nordell 2.
I think.
CDA.
Well, you know what? Yeah, you know what?
I like them.
Looking back at it, the guy who was, who's the adult, the man that was sitting over there, Daniels? Is
Daniels.
That the name?
Jack Daniels.
I think he.
You want
him and the Morgan.
I think he and Kroger are the top two guys.
You see, this one's good. It's on this thing.
You see?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me who are your people, sir?
Now that I start to think about it.
Okay, so you want.
That guy who studied or worked with Caudill and Kroger.
I would even be willing to switch him to number one for me.
Wait, now don't get ahead of me.
Let me tell you.
Okay.
What impressed me more about, I don't think we could go wrong with either of those guys.
Okay, so you're getting rid of Dimensions. And you're going Moore Nordell.
I still like Dimensions designs, though.
One.
Yeah.
And Cal Daniel, two.
The other way. Cal Daniel, one.
The other way.
One and two.
That's okay. You had more as two, anyway.
Yeah.
No, we can't keep doing that. That's wrong. As
really
we look,
torn.
Alvedras gets a two from three of us. Dimensions gets a two from two of us. Moore is the winner.
No,
they get
actually,
one, two, three, four, five number ones, and one number two.
Let's narrow it down to the top two, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, so we're going to get rid of Well, we can't. Only one, we're going to get rid of Dimensions.
And Arbiters.
No, they got three and they got
but
three.
They didn't get any one votes.
Well, I think they still got three.
Neither did Arbiters.
I think what we're looking at is CBA and Kroger.
I think we are too.
It's looking like that.
And I think that, you know what's interesting? Let's keep going. I think that those two are going to work well together too. So let's keep rolling.
Marie, put your vote.
Okay. I'm going to take Moore Nordell. They'll be my number one.
Okay.
Armando?
Yeah, we're good. Now, we're going.
Moore Nordell.
Okay.
I think
looking at, if we don't go lead, we could go work at Caudell, and I think he has ability. I mean, learning
at
the Caudell Award.
You're not going to win Caudell without lead.
Well, then we could discuss that, though, but that's the thing. So I'll go CDA 1, and because they have the experience, and because if you look at some of UTEP facilities, they did a bomb job.
Okay, so you're going to go...
Let me see.
Daniel's
one.
I picked
more
one.
And if you look at the light too, there's better lighting on CD. Yeah.
This is really tough, guys.
You want some input from the administration or not? No? All right.
Let me tell you what impressed me about Kroger. I like the fact that he said, you know what, I'm not going to go ask for an award.
It was so humble.
That is, to me...
Yeah, he doesn't care that. He wants to do it right,
and he doesn't care. You want to look at it and tell me that I did a good job doing it, but I'm not going to go ask you.
It's very...
That, to me, says a lot about the...
There's so much in humility, too.
Yeah, the...
God,
the gestalt of the man. I think it's...
Okay,
I don't know.
Everybody ready to roll again?
But Mr., okay. What's his name?
Daniels?
I think he's probably got the most experience of all of them.
All right, we're going back again. I go with Moore. Armando, who are you going with?
Carl Daniels.
Daniel. Letty, who do you want? Daniel or Moore? Or Kroger, or however you want to call it.
I like this one. Kroger.
Okay, Letty goes with Kroger again. Sergio, Kroger or Daniel?
I'm going to go last. That's Monica and Rachel.
Okay, Monica, Kroger or Daniel?
Yeah, it's hard. I go Kroger.
Okay, Rachel's going Kroger. Patsy?
Dang.
Okay.
Who's left?
Serge.
Is it me and you?
And me. My hand said it.
Monica?
I think I'm going to go Daniel too first.
Okay.
Where's his deal?
That one. Look at the lighting at the new cup.
Compared to CDA's Sandania was instrumental at the high school.
Let me tell you, actually Daniel's got the silver award for which school? Jordan.
Chester Jordan. And they were on the paper last week.
Really?
And a lot of their projects, they work with a construction manager.
Everybody. Like.
And I used to work at the Academic Advising Center, and it's an awesome building.
Okay, okay. Okay, so what is it?
At this building
right now, Laurie, Letty, and Rachel are with... Serge, give us a vote.
Just say it.
Say it.
That's right.
Flip it.
Yeah, flip it.
Those guys actually
flip
are.
Flip it.
Well, no, I need to leave.
Yeah.
Justice.
Okay.
You know, that's one of the ways that...
Yeah, Carl.
Actually, by policy, if there's a runoff election to be held for a school district, he can flip the coin for his...
You're kidding.
It's a tie vote, Surgeon. You're the...
Yeah.
So it's 3-3 right now?
Uh-huh.
How many?
Where's
the,
one,
Kroger's
two,
right here?
Three,
Kroger's?
One, two. Yeah.
How many years does
he have? Three, three. Vote.
Like 15, he said.
He said, yeah, you're
right. You sit to down, don't influence in your mom.
They're just both very
exceptional.
And I hear one, from what I'm hearing, we all like them. One's going to get one and one's going to get something else. Help us or give us a breaker.
Something goes wrong, we're going to blame
you. Am I the last one?
Yeah,
you're
tight.
Yes.
Something goes wrong,
we're going to
blame you.
Are you kidding me? No, otherwise you want
to
be last
one. You're the kid that doesn't want to eat his peas.
Yeah. No, you can't do that on it. It's on record.
Yeah,
it
has to be last.
Guys, I've got to go with the guy who's the philosopher.
Kroger?
Yeah.
Then it's Kroger.
Yeah.
So, let's take a vote now. Because that was really a straw poll. We are in open session.
Well, you have to read the item. If
okay. Okay. Let's take a vote. I don't have it.
It was right here.
It's got an agenda.
Can
you show you No. I did at one point.
Here it is.
Gone. Okay, thanks, Dr. Murray. Only knows you got enough paper. For the record, we're at 4A, consider approval of selection of architectural firm with respect to RFQ 1202. And at this point, I would like to
have a motion. I'll make a motion that we approve Carl Daniel Architects as architectural services for the pre-K through 8.
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded for Carl Daniel. Monica?
Yes.
Rachel?
No.
Patsy?
Yes.
Sergio?
Pass.
Letty?
I'm going to vote.
Carl
Daniels as the architect.
No.
Armando?
Yes.
Laurie? No. That's 1, 2, 3.
No.
So didn't vote.
Me,
Mr.
How many
Pernice,
you
want to
get?
He's passed it.
He's still fighting. He's still fighting.
Why are you being a difficult
I'm still
child?
Fighting, but
you know that commercial that comes
he
out?
Yes.
Do you have a problem, child? We could get that for you.
Let me tell you the conflict I have. I like the approach of Kroger. I like the experience of Carl Daniels.
Kroger's got a good experience too.
Yeah, but I think Daniels has... Can't go wrong with that.
Okay, just ask your book.
I shouldn't have voted last.
Either one. If it's any constellation in some of my notes, the Carl Daniel, the number one thing you kept saying was listen to the clients. And the other guy was just more... Like, he doesn't want to listen. He believes he's talented, so
I don't know if that has anything that comes to play for you, but for me, it is important to listen to this group of clients. It's really important.
Okay, let's end discussion. We're to the vote.
Yes.
Okay. Motion passes.
For who?
CBA.
Okay. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Carl Daniel gets the vote for PBK.
For pre-K-8. Can we reconsider?
And with that said, I want you all to know that our policy, we cannot have a pre-K-8 school. Well, by policy, so we're going to need to go to Letty's committee. Because we are totally out of our policy. By policy, we are not allowed to have a pre-K-8 school. So, there's an issue there that somebody needs to deal with, Dr. Murphy.
Did someone just make a motion?
No, it's not on the agenda, and it has nothing to do with this meeting. I just feel that, as the president of the board, I need to voice this. Now, excellent. We move on to...
I'm going to make a motion that we have GA Architecture do the AMS project.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, motion made and seconded for G and A to do what, Armando?
The AMS projects.
AMS projects. Tony, will you please...
Yes.
Was there a second to the motion?
Yes,
yes, Patsy seconded.
Mrs. Cáceres?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
For what projects?
AMS.
Only AMS. The gym and the
band hall.
Whatever else we do there.
There's a motion on the floor.
No.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
No.
Okay, motion passes.
I'll make another motion that we have Dimensions Architect do the gymnasium at the high school and small projects.
Can you clarify small projects?
Well, as presented by administration, so if you all...
Okay, but what about the $10 million HVAC project?
That's not a... I'm talking about small projects. You'll go list by list, and then if it's a $10 million, it has to go to the board because it's over $10,000.
So anything under $10,000?
No, under... You all present it. Small projects. If you need a small project architect, then you do that. But we also have our energy management... thing that might look at that once we get RFPs. So we need a... I'm talking about just small projects.
Okay. So not necessarily on this list.
Okay.
Repeat your motion.
My motion is that Dimensions Partnership get the gymnasium at the high school and small projects.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded for Dimensions to get the high school and the small projects. Tony, could you please discuss?
I need to see. I want to look at these projects and see what the...
Can we take... How about if I amend my motion to take out anything that has to do with energy management till that comes about, and then we could, if we need, award that to the architect for that. So, under the list, it would be the small projects would be the support services and bus paving, improvement projects, parents drop-off driveway at Fenton Elementary, exterior insulated finished system interior. Actually, let's leave that out because I think that's energy management. Football track field subsidence repair at Aldarete Middle School.
So that would be an Aldarete project that GA wouldn't do?
Okay. We'll do that for Aldarete. I mean, we'll leave that. Sorry. Let me. Okay. And then outdoor eating area improvements at Canotillo, that's another small project. Parking lot ponding exercise at Canotillo Middle School, that's a small project. Okay, and exterior and interior, that's another small project.
Which one?
Exterior and interior.
That's a huge project. That's redoing the whole 200 wing.
Oh yeah, that's an immense
exterior
project.
And interior.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like $1 million.
So we need to go through that. Yeah. We can't just go through.
Yeah.
Why don't we just, guys?
Anything that's below $1 million would be considered a small project.
There is a motion on the floor, so let's go back to the motion.
My motion is to award Dimensions Partnership the high school gymnasium and anything that's under $1 million under small projects. Do you amend your second?
Yes, I'll amend my second.
Okay. To Dimensions.
Yes.
Tony?
Okay, excluding the Alvarete projects.
Excluding the Alvarete projects.
Including the football field repair.
Sure. Well, any Alvarete, there's restrooms at Alvarete that goes to.
Okay, yeah.
Mrs. Cáceres?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
No.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
No.
Motion passes.
Doc?
What?
So the exterior at CMS
and interior renovation
is going to be over $1 million?
$1 million with parking lot
and all that?
That's like 2.5.
I move at this time that we award the exterior and interior renovation for Canotillo Middle School in the parking lot and any other at CMS to Kroger, Warren Kroger.
The other?
I'll second that.
If I might ask
you. Give them a shot.
Got a motion on the floor. Yeah. Discussion?
The original plans were actually designed by Dimensions.
There's,
I know, but.
They're history.
At Canotillo Middle.
But we can't, we have to.
Their history.
That's just, they would have to, we'd have to pay them extra to do the supervision and all that. It was just, those were just plans.
Hold on just a minute.
The exterior interior renovation of the building entrance at Canotillo Middle School, parking lot, and any other projects at Canotillo Middle School to go to Kroger.
Yeah, it's
to go to Kroger.
So we have a motion.
It's right at $1 million, actually.
And seconded.
Right at. Right, give or take.
Tony?
Yes, ma'am. Mrs. Cáceres?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
So the whole Canyon Middle to
that
would include parking lot improvements,
the parking
renovation
lot
of school entrance and offices, restroom upgrades,
yes,
ADA upgrades, classrooms,
asbestos. Whatever CMS needs, that was
done. Okay.
Excluding the air conditioning and excluding that.
Excluding the district-wide air conditioning.
But everything else, okay. It's right out of $1 million.
So we have accomplished the pre-K 8. That will go to Carl Daniel. AMS will go to GNA. The high school will go to Dimensions. CMS will go to Moore, Nordell, and Kroger.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that means we finished our job tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Will that include
Anything else that's under $1 million?
Okay, high school baseball, would that be?
That's Dimension, because it's under $1 million.
Because it's, and it's at the high school.
Yeah.
So it seems to be.
That's a good fit.
Dr. Murphy, back again. The pre-K 8, AMS, the high school, and then
CMS.
Support Service Paving and Bus Bay.
Under a million, which is a small project. Under
Dimensions.
Dimensions.
Parent drop-off, Canyon Elementary, Dimensions.
The motion states that way, so that way anything that might be energy management, we're not looking at the whole RFP.
Okay, let me just finish through this so I can make a note of this. Boardroom, we're not touching the boardroom yet?
That's under Dimensions.
Dimensions.
I got a second.
Yeah. Alderete is GA. We did not do air conditioning. We did not do building envelope projects at various
The campuses. Motion, the first motion is PBK, I mean, pre-K through 8
right.
is PBK. Carl Daniel, the high school gymnasium and all small projects under $1 million go to Dimensions, and then Nordell Kroger gets the exterior and interior.
It's all the CMS except with the district wide stuff.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and that would be Dimensions. I'm almost done, sorry.
That's right, yeah, we need to be specific about
what we're labeling
small
cafeteria
projects.
Cafeteria multi-use building at Northwest Early College.
Nobody
That's
got
under
it.
$1 million.
That would get Dimension now?
No,
and
not
GM.
No.
That was the motion.
No, there was the motion for that.
No, the motion
what
was,
are we talking about?
If it's under $1 million.
So did I.
No, that...
Because of the Natchez cafeteria.
No, well, that's... Well, the
yeah, but it was that's still like we didn't not even discuss it because
yeah,
it's still under
really
early
that.
College high school or it's under we're still we have not even discussed that.
Yeah, nobody gets that yet. Yeah, it just is not included.
I think we need to, and I don't think it's on here to do that.
No, it isn't. It's not part of
yeah,
our duty tonight.
Yeah, it is. It's
on
there.
No, it is on here.
It is on there.
Where is it?
Where is it?
It's the last one, the new cafeteria multi-purpose.
Oh, yeah, it sure is.
Northwest.
It is on the scope.
So it is under.
Okay.
But that's going to be, it could be up to a million.
Well, then if it becomes one, then we would go out for RFQ. That's the way the motion is. So.
I think we ought to determine right now if we're going to classify it as a small project or not and decide who to award it to.
Okay.
Since it's on the list.
Well.
Guys.
I'd like to move to award it to GNA Architects.
I'll second.
And for discussion on that, I just heard everybody here say they work for the community college. They already know what to do, and they're going to move through seamlessly.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And, Tony, unless there's any further discussion.
And that was the Northwest Cafeteria?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Mrs. Casares.
Yes.
Mr. Coronado.
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Okay, the last thing on here, the air conditioning, I understand. Ernesto has packaged the air conditioning with all of the insulation and the building envelope
That's
stuff.
That's energy.
But how will that affect when we do CM, when he's going to redo and gut the whole front end of CM?
Well, we don't have that on the agenda for construction.
No, I mean, no, we got it. So you just want to not deal with those right now.
Yeah, no.
But we need to understand they'll probably interfere
That's correct.
With some of the other projects.
Well,
and
that's
Dr.
We
Murphy,
need to lay out later.
Okay,
we are going to find when these architects are notified that they're going to work for us, we're going to find out that their scope of work is going to be much broader and they are going to want to take in that HVAC because to have a secondary company come in, it unless they want it, it's going to spoil their project. So I think we're going to have a recommendation from them as to what they want to do. And I would like to, in so doing, move that. I move to have our architects recommend to us, the ones we've just decided we'll hire, what will happen on that.
You know, Lori, that's a good idea, but instead of doing an emotion, why don't we instruct administration
to get with the architect
and our facilities director to see what would be,
what
and
they
bring us back a recommendation of what we should do avoiding that project. Because I don't want to just say let's do it without getting input from the professional.
Thank you. That's exactly what I want is there, because I think they're going to give us a bunch of input.
Another option, and that's fine, I'm just thinking out loud here, is that we could separate the air conditioning and envelope projects, because it's Alderete and Canyon Middle.
and we could pull them off, and then in the future award the air conditioning and building envelope of the other seven campuses.
We can discuss.
Allow Nordell to do CMS and allow GA to do AMS.
Yes, and then discuss what happens from there.
Discuss and then
bring recommendations and all that. Yeah. Okay.
Bring us back to recommendation.
Can you do that? Discuss
yes, I will.
It with
but
these
when
two?
I'm talking to Nordell and GA, I'll just explain to them that there might be air conditioning in the future
included,
but the board hasn't gone there yet.
And did they have the capabilities
of
fulfilling our need?
Okay.
Yes. Y'all did a great job. This has been hard.
This was very difficult.
Are we ready to adjourn? Juana, thank you very much. You've been an excellent assistant.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Having fun?
Can we vote again?
No.
Only you, Sergio. Wait. We need to adjourn. Anybody want to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. Seconded.
That's who's getting each project. And this is very important.
It's Ramba.
I think I need a beer now. Is it off?